With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Tennessee obviously picked up a big transfer the other day in Darlinstone Dubar, which seemed like Rick Barnes is just trying to repeat Dalton Connect with that guy. And there are now rumors. So I wanted to talk about bigs for a minute, though, because Jonas Adu is in the portal. But there are now rumors that Toby Awaka may reverse course and come back to stay with Tennessee, that he may change his mind. And they're also targeting Igor Milicic Jr., that big man from Charlotte, who is a couple inches taller than Toby Awaka. Which would you rather have if you're Tennessee basketball, a commitment from Milicic or Awaka returning?
That's a really good question. I'm leaning a little bit toward Milicic. I think that it's valuable to have a big man who can stretch the floor, who can shoot a three. I think that's important. I like Awaka. I think he's a very good rebounder. I think the reason he went in the portal was not NIL money. I think he went in the portal over playing time. Now, some of that was his own fault. Why? Because he kept getting in foul trouble. So there were some games where he played 12 minutes and had 4 or 5 fouls. That's on you. He's about 6'8". He's a physical player, very good rebounder. He started to progress offensively late in the year. He had some nice games on offense. But I would rather have the more versatile guy, the big guy. Here's the thing about Awaka, too. He's physical enough to guard somebody like a Zach Edey or Andre Bacot, okay? But he's not tall enough. You know, it's 6'8". He's just not tall enough to deal with those guys. That puts him at a disadvantage. Now, why would he come back to Tennessee? Because they do, surprisingly to me, is in the portal. So that would suggest that Awaka is going to get a whole lot more playing time, which is the reason I think he put his name in the portal in the first place. So now he sees a greater opportunity to play more. But, man, the guy that can step out, stretch, hit the three, I like that versatility. I think that's more of where basketball has gone. You don't see that many Zach Edey's or Bacot's out there, right? You see more Hunter Dickinson's. So as much as I like Awaka, I would probably lean toward Milicic.
Here's what I'm going to say on it, and I want to know your thoughts, because I actually agree with you with Milicic. I think if this were Rick Barnes' coaching style in like 2019, he'd probably rather have Awaka back. I think Rick Barnes has changed his style. He's willing to play a lot more small ball and go four guards, which I don't know many people his age that were willing to change his offensive philosophy the way he did this past year, but he did. I think when you're going to play so much more perimeter basketball, I think the one big you do have on the court has to be at a minimum a 6'10". You can't play four guards and then have your big be a 6'8 guy. And I think because of that, I'd rather have Milicic if I were him.
Yeah. Now, I would like to have both, because I think they could complement each other, I think, better than Adu in Awaka. Because Adu could hit you a 12 or 15 footer. I actually thought he would end up with a better percentage of those mid-range shots than he did. But I think Milicic is a better shooter away from the basket. And so I think they would complement each other better than what we just saw this past year with the walk-in they do.
Yeah, there's an intangible thing about it. And
okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And Jimmy, I'll just be honest. Because I'm from Memphis, I'm more of an NBA guy. So I'm a Grizzlies fan, long time Grizzly fan. But having watched that for a while, what I've learned about bigs is that, and this is what I think hit with Adu, was no matter how good they are, at least at the NBA level, I'm a bit, when the Grizzlies were and Clippers had a rivalry, Zach Randolph had a philosophy. If I punk and cheap shot Blake Griffin, he's going to back down and he's going to want no part of it. And I can take him out of his element. I feel like a lot of bigs do that in college basketball too. The intangible factor of what, how are you going to respond when someone throws a forearm at you? And It seemed like Jonas Adu was one that he wanted to be taken out of the game and didn't really want to deal with that. And that's an intangible you can't really quantify when you're going after bigs, is it?
No, it's not. And I thought specifically to what you're talking about, it looked like that Adu was intimidated by Zach Edey. It just looked that way. He appeared to be tentative. He had difficulty getting Edey off the blocks. And he was a non-factor in that game. And I thought intimidation was a part of that. And the one thing I remember talking with somebody about this, what does Adu need to work on if he returns? He needs to get in the weight room and get stronger and bigger. That's what he needs to work on because he's going to be asked at 6'11 to guard some physical inside players. And even this is not as well known of a player, but Tulu Smith at Mississippi State, look what he did to Tennessee. And Adu had difficulty dealing with him. So that's what I thought he needed to work on. But yeah. In college, the physicality of a Zach Edey, the physicality of a Baycott, that can be tough for teams to match up with. And when they get physical and start throwing some elbows, there are some players that'll back down.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I gathered. And to Awaka's credit, you know he won't back down. He may foul out fast.
Right. That's right.
But it'll fuel him.
Did you say might?
I'm sorry?
Did you say might foul out or will foul out?
Oh, May fell out. Yes. No, that's very true. It's funny because I was debating, and I understand people were upset about the foul disparity in the Tennessee-Purdue game, but I'm sorry, Jimmy. I did think Tennessee fouled a lot more than Purdue did in that game.
I did too. Yeah, I did too. Edey had a lot to do with that, but I thought the same thing. And I agree with Rick Barnes on this. It's difficult to officiate Zach Edey. I get that. I will say this part shouldn't be difficult. If he camps out in the lane for 6 seconds, you should be able to call 3 seconds in the lane. I was looking for that in some other games in which Edey played, in fact, the championship game. And I didn't think he camped out in the lane as much as he did against Tennessee. And then I was watching the women's game, and they actually called South Carolina for a 3-second. And I almost fainted when I saw him call a 3-second violation because you just don't see that call in college basketball anymore. But Edey makes it difficult to guard inside. But there aren't, that's one reason he's a 2-time National Player of the Year. But you still have to have somebody that is physical enough, that can deal with that, that doesn't get in foul trouble right off the bat, that can try to neutralize a player like that. And Tennessee just didn't have an answer for him. But to your original thing, yeah, I thought Tennessee fouled more than Purdue, and that's one reason the Boilermakers went to the line more often.
So in 60 seconds, I want to ask Jimmy what he thinks is going to happen between Tennessee's personnel and basketball. Show is brought to you by Banks and Jones. We'll come back with this in 60 seconds.
Banks and Jones? Well, it's because they're Tennessee's trial attorney. You can play to win with Banks and Jones because they'll go to trial. You've heard of other lawyers. They say they'll go to trial and fight for you. They won't. They just want to settle. That's the easiest way out. Well, that's not Banks and Jones, led by T. Scott Jones. They won't settle. They'll go to trial for you. Tennessee's trial attorney. They play to win. Truly, Tennessee's trial attorney when it comes to criminal defense or personal injury. Why settle? It's Banks and Jones. T. Scott Jones. BanksandJones.com.
All right, Jimmy, so... what's your prediction? Will Tennessee land? Are they more likely to return Toby Uwaka, get a commitment from Igor Milicic, or will they pick up neither?
I think they're going to get both.
You think That's an option. I didn't think that would be possible, but you think they're going to get both?
I think Uwaka comes back, and I think he sees Milicic as playing a bit of a different position because he can stretch out. And I guess he'd be a stretch five instead of a stretch four. And then Uwaka could be underneath the basket where he belongs. So I think Uwaka will come back because he sees more playing time. And I don't think he sees Milicic as a guy that's going to take minutes away from him, because I think ultimately they could end up playing a different position. And so you don't have Josiah Jordan James to be the stretch four. So you need a power forward. And I think that Uwaka would fill that role, and I think Milicic would be your center who could step outside and hit mid-range or three-point shots.
That would open up so many possibilities for Rick Barnes next year and the offense he could run if they both came back. Because particularly with the – I did a little bit of research on Darlinstone Dubar, and, I mean, I think – am I crazy for thinking that's a – you don't want to bring up the guy who just had one of the greatest seasons of Tennessee basketball history, but – he literally is like a clone of Dalton Knecht, isn't he?
Yeah, very much in terms of Knecht comes from Northern Colorado. He was a late bloomer, wasn't highly recruited out of high school. And now you got Dubar, who's – now he started – I forgot. It was a bigger school where he started out before he went to Hofstra. But he played well. He averaged close to 18 points a game. He shot almost 40% from three. A lot of those numbers are the same. Now, it's unrealistic to expect that he can produce like Knecht did. I don't see that happening. Tennessee didn't know Knecht was that good. Nobody knew he would be that good. But I do think he's a guy that can fill a role. Can he average 21 points a game? No. Can he get you 14, 15 points a game? I think the answer is yes. And I think that would be a tremendous boost to this team, which has to fill a lot of the offensive firepower that they lost.
Here's the one thing I will say about Knecht, and I think sometimes somebody seems uniquely great, but I actually think Knecht, and tell me if I'm crazy on this, is the start of a trend because of the NIL and transfer portal era in basketball, which is this. There are a lot of guys that we always think of one and done's, like Calipari. Get a bunch of freshmen, roll the ball out. And, you know, as you know, if you can track Rick Barnes' career at Texas, one and done's have never really worked out well under him. Because of Rick Barnes' principles and the system that he runs, he's trying to teach basketball and develop players, and they're just trying to make sure they can become first-round draft picks. One-and-done transfers, though, guys that have a lot of talent, are much more mature, and maybe just want to develop one aspect of their game before they go to the NBA or enter the draft, I think they are a much better fit for Rick Barnes. And I think you saw that with Dalton Knecht, and I feel like you see that with Darlinstone Dubar. So I think this could become a trend where you see these scores that they will, you know, if they're 21 or 22, they're going to commit to Rick Barnes because they want to develop under Rick Barnes and they're going to buy in immediately. So I think Dalton Knecht may not be the first Dalton Knecht you see at Tennessee.
Well, I agree with that. I would say, and I like the theory of it in that direction. Now, again, I don't think anybody's going to come in here and average 21 points and be the SEC player of the year, But I think they could be a very effective player. I think they could be perhaps even a consideration for like second team all SEC and have a fine one season at Tennessee. But man, what Kinnett did is just, it's so unbelievably good, and what a great story for Tennessee and for him. But to go in the direction you're talking about bringing in somebody in this last year, he comes from a smaller program, he develops, and then he enhances his ability as an NBA player. I think you're right about that. I think that's certainly an avenue that Tennessee will continue to pursue.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.